You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Thanksgiving weekend kicks off the holiday shopping season, and every year there's one toy that will make otherwise meek moms go to war. Toy fads come and go. Who remembers Tickle Me Elmo? But one toy that has disappeared from our shelves might be making a comeback. It has inspired Nobel Prize winners and perhaps started a few fires. I'm talking, of course, about the chemistry set. Early ones included fun stuff like uranium ore. And there is an effort to build a modern version. Here's Todd Bookman.
We're going to start with what I think is required of any decent chemistry set story, which is a small explosion.
So my brother is 2 years younger. He's also a bit of a science nerd. And we read things like in Boy's Life and in various magazines that would describe experiments. And then we'd try to repeat them.
This is Michelle Francel, a chemistry professor at Bryn Mawr College.
So we do this in the downstairs basement bathroom and sort of set our stuff up on the sink. And one of the things we really wanted to do was separate water into hydrogen and oxygen.
So they passed an electric current through the water and then captured the hydrogen gas in a tube. But to check if it was done right, you need to introduce a flame.
And so we did this, and it tested positive and explosively positive. And there was kind of this big whoosh of flame, and my brother's eyebrows and sort of his little crew cut got singed. And we cleaned everything up, and I lived in fear that my mother would notice the singed eyebrows. But with six kids, as long as no one was bleeding, apparently she didn't notice.
Like lots of scientists, Francel credits those early mishaps with developing her sense of curiosity. But she's seen less and less scientific moxie in her undergrads.
So I think students are coming far too cautious and far less willing to just stick their hands on something and see what happens.
There's no sense in knowing something unless you understand it.
The all-new, completely different Gilbert chemistry sets. With a volcano that erupts.
There are no real stats on when it sold best, but most people agree the years before and after World War II were perhaps peak chemistry set. By the 1960s and 70s, there seems to be a decline in popularity, coinciding with America's waning passion for science, rising concern about toxic substances, and better entertainment options for children. So while they're not exactly starting at rock bottom, anyone trying to build a 21st century chemistry set does have the benefit of a clean slate. They can appeal to a whole new generation who maybe hasn't ever seen one and use technology to draw them in.
So we have some cool stuff. Like, for example, what we provide you a virtual reality headset.
This is Vasily Filipov, a Russian mathematician turned educational toy entrepreneur. He just launched the MEL chemistry set, which, along with the headset, comes with traditional components, a couple of beakers, safety glasses, syringes. There are small vials of chemicals like ammonium chloride and zinc powder, everything neatly packaged and labeled. It also includes a little plastic lens that clips onto a smartphone camera. Filipov sets up a crystal-growing experiment involving tin chloride and electrodes. Then he has me put the phone in position just above the Petri dish.
Close, it's just half an inch, not more. Even more closer. So it's really, really, really close.
The lens zooms in to capture really stunning video of the chemical reaction. If you're 12 or, say, 34, it's the type of thing you'd want to share on Facebook or Twitter.
We help them as much as possible to make nice videos. Because if you have done something cool, you want to share it. It's natural. You've seen something cool. Everyone knows that you have done something cool.
The set runs about $75 and works on a subscription model, with new experiments arriving by mail each month. You can make a snake out of sugar, turn flames different colors, or concoct some sort of magic mud. And there's an app to follow along with so you can understand what's happening on a molecular level. Filipov's parents encouraged him to play with chemistry sets when he was young, and now he does the same with his four children.
It's also very important how we spend time with them. For kids, that's a signal what parents do with them. So, and that's if you spend at least half an hour or an hour every weekend, that's a lot. I mean, it's like that could change their life. That's why I like it.
There was a time when kids would have had every reason to think science could change their lives and the world. the space race, Dow and DuPont, better living through chemistry, right? But today, a lot of people would say the answer to the world's problems aren't hidden in the periodic table. They're going to be found in algorithms, in code.
Yeah, I think we are in a moment in which we do see the hands-on experience that is important is perhaps being one that is in front of a computer, that you are typing with your hands rather than manipulating chemicals with your hands.
Erin McLeary is museum director at Philadelphia's Chemical Heritage Foundation, which has a big collection of antique chemistry sets. She pushes back on the idea that these educational toys have lost their standing. A well-designed set, coupled with the right technology, is still going to draw kids in.
They're like a dollhouse, but for science. You know, dollhouses are extremely appealing to many people as sort of visual artifacts. They're like everything, but it's so tiny and precise, and it's perfect, and it's in miniature, and it takes you into this imaginative place. You know, these science sets are a little laboratory in miniature. They have everything you need. You can just open it and go.
And as for what can go wrong, Professor Michelle Franzel says parents shouldn't worry about the small chance for explosions or lost eyebrows.
We accept risk in a lot of places, like baseball, sports. Kids hurt themselves playing those things, and yet we don't think that that's a bad idea for them to be doing. And so I think we have to accept a little bit of risk when they play with science.
She adds that most of what comes in today's chemistry sets, you could safely feed to the family cat. Those are her words, not mine. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Buchman.